Today I'm reading a story called The Pooka Party by Shona Shirley MacDonald and with kind permission from O'Brien Publishing. Now listen very carefully. I'm going to tell you about a magical creature called the Pooka. It's a shapeshifter, which means that it can take the shape of a goat, a cat, a dog, an eagle, a horse, a snail, a hare, or even a person. It likes living alone in the mountains, where it spends its time fixing things, making soup, painting, singing, gardening, and dancing, all at the same time. But one day, suddenly these things were not fun anymore. The Pooka was lonely. It hadn't seen its friends in ages. So it turned itself into a snail and hid away for a long time, until it had an idea. Why not have a party? Dear fellow beans, I invite you to a Pooka party. There will be music and lots of cake. Where? By the waterfall and near the huge boulder, at midnight. The Pooka baked cakes, put up decorations, combed its beard and waited. And waited, and waited, but no one came. The Pooka was so sad and tired that it curled up and went to sleep, so it didn't hear the door creaking open. Boo! Everyone had come after all. Soon they were so busy chatting and playing music that they didn't see the goblins, who were stealing all the cake. "After them!" cried the Pooka. Everyone dashed outside and tried to catch the goblins, but instead it turned into a mighty cake battle. It got so noisy that they woke up the moon, who was not happy. The moon made the goblins say sorry, and they all went back to the Pooka's house, where the Pooka gave them delicious, sparkly soup. The goblins too, as long as they promised to be good. When the party was over, everyone flew, scampered or galloped home, and the Pooka fell asleep. It wasn't lonely anymore. It was busy planning the next party.